morning, everyone. Welcome to another Psalms devotional time. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It is good to be with you on this Friday morning, November 6th, and we still don't know who the next president is going to be, but we know who our King is, and we are here to hear from him. We are here to look to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated on his throne, who is ruling over his people and over the nations, who is never up for re-election, never has to wait for ballots to be counted, and is our sovereign God. I don't say that glibly or flippantly. I know that there's a lot of stress or anxiety about the outcome of the presidential election, but I say it truly and sincerely. The Lord Jesus Christ is our King. We are his subjects. Our citizenship is in heaven, as Paul says in Philippians 3. Now, for Paul, that didn't mean he denied his Roman citizenship, because he didn't. But he knew that his more important and lasting citizenship was in heaven. And so I think it's very important for us to regularly be reminded and to get the perspective that we get only from God's word. Today it's Psalm 113 that's going to give us that perspective about the goodness of our God and his praiseworthiness, and will call us to joyful praise of him. Let's pray together and then we'll read. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. Thank you for waking us up and giving us another day of life. Thank you for being our good and faithful God. You never fail. You never break your promises. You are strong and wise and good in perfection in all of your ways. And so you are the unfailing God, the hope of our souls, the one who is our eternal King. So be with us today, Father. Speak to us through your word. Reassure us of who you are. Put our perspective right, Father, on your kingdom and your call on us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 113. Very short. It only takes about 30 seconds to read the psalm, but it's packed with powerful truth and wonderful things to stir our hearts. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this is a Hallel psalm, or a Hallelujah psalm, because it begins and ends with praise the Lord. Beginning of verse 1, end of verse 9, praise the Lord. And in Hebrew, that is hallelujah, hallelujah. So praise the Lord. And then we're given all sorts of reasons to praise God. And it's good for us. It is so good for our souls. Worship is medicine for the soul, as well as reflecting who God is and glorifying his name. It comforts, it strengthens, it encourages, and blesses our soul when we worship the Lord. Good coffee this morning. Praise, O servants of the Lord. We are the servants of the Lord. He's made us his servants. And I had a wonderful little devotional this morning from John Piper earlier about how when we are called to serve the Lord, it is really to our blessing and benefit that we serve him and we receive. And so that's unique about our God. In many ways, Psalm 113 is focusing on the uniqueness of our God, the one true God, versus the so-called gods, the false gods, the pretender gods of our age. And our age is full of them. And politicians are one leading class of pretender gods in our culture, in our time. And they often compete for our affection and our attention and our devotion. But God is unique. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So God's praise is unending. He He is enduringly strong. He will reign forevermore. He will reign forevermore. And his praise is universal. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Our God is not some regional God who's only the God of America or is only the God of certain parts of the world. God's praise belongs to him. His name is to be blessed. His name is to be praised forever, unending in duration, and universal in its scope. And one of the things that I have kind of enjoyed lately is to I get on Sermon Audio, sermonaudio.com, and I look on Saturday when the praises of God start. So Saturday here in the United States is already Sunday morning on the other side of the world, starting in New Zealand, Australia. You can look at churches that are worshiping the Lord. And it just continues. It just continues to go from New Zealand to Eastern Australia, to Western Australia, you know, into Southeast Asia and Singapore and then into India and then to the Middle East. And I picture like the earth rotating, right? The sun rising. And as the sun rises and the sun is spread abroad over the face of the earth, the name of the Lord is praised all over the face of the world. From the easternmost to the westernmost and around, God's name is to be praised. So his praise is unending, his praise is universal, his praise is exalted. He is high above all nations, unending in time, unbounded by geography, unlimited by scope. The Lord is high above all nations. In fact, his glory is above the heavens. Have you ever seen some space pictures that give you sort of perspective on the size of the earth, where people will put together composite images from various telescopes and then they'll animate them into a sequence that shows you the perspective? The earth is pretty small. And so we can say the Lord is high above all nations here on earth, but even more so, his glory is above the heavens. The heavens are vast and beautiful, and they resound with his glory, and his glory is above the heavens. In fact, Isaiah says that he's measured the heavens with a span, and the span is the tip, is the distance between the tip of your thumb and the tip of your pinky finger. When you go like this, that's a span. And so the Lord has measured the heavens with a span, is the imagery in Isaiah. 15 billion light years across, or whatever, is unimaginably vast. Billions and billions of galaxies, and God just measures the heavens with a span. Who is like the Lord our God? Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? So if God is doing this for the whole heavens, imagine how much he has to look down on the earth. One of my favorite little lines in the Bible that always makes me chuckle a little bit comes from Genesis 11 and the story of the Tower of Babel, and all the people on the earth gather together, and they want to build a tower to reach to the heavens, and they're congratulating themselves on their accomplishment because now they have built this tower that reaches to the heavens. And then it says the Lord came down to see what they had built. So far from their tower reaching him, he had to come down just to see it. He is so far above the heavens and the earth. So we get the greatness of God's power in verses 1 through 6, that it is unbounded by geography, right? That is unbounded by time, that it is vast above the heavens, unbounded by scope. And then, but that's not where Psalm 113 ends. Psalm 113 ends by calling our attention not to the greatness of God's power and glory, but to the goodness of God's love. The goodness of God's love. He raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. God is so good. You know, we are the poor. We're wealthy, of course, according to worldly standards. Most of us who have internet connectivity like this and can join in on a live stream on some device. And you know, we've got homes that are comfortable, and we're wealthy by the world standards of wealth. If you look at the whole population of the world or the whole history of mankind, and yet we are poor. We are beggars. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the beggars, the penniless, the paupers in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When it comes to spiritual things, we have absolutely nothing that we can offer God. We can't give him anything to put him in our debt, or that he might be somehow receiving from us. He gives, we receive. He blesses, we are blessed. He is generous, we receive his generosity. He lifts us up from the dust, he lifts us up from the ash heap, and he makes us sit with princes, with the princes of his people. This is something that I don't think we think about very much, the reality of it. There are certain prosperity preachers who manipulate this truth, but to think about this truth, we are the sons and daughters of God. We are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. We are princes and princesses in the kingdom of God. This kingdom that we opened up Psalm 113 with, that is unbounded by geography, that is unbounded by time, that is unbounded by space, that is universal, that is eternal, that is far above the heavens. That kingdom of God, you and I, if we belong to God through faith in Jesus Christ, we are the princes and the princesses. We are the heirs of God and the co-heirs with Christ. Jesus is the King of Kings, and we are his royal family in that kingdom. That is stunning. That is humbling. That is encouraging, like nothing else could be. He gives the barren woman a home. There were few sadder people in ancient Israel than the barren woman, because a woman without children was considered in the culture to be a failure, to be someone who didn't achieve her real purpose in life. But that's not true within God's economy. God takes the barren woman, the most outcast, the most despised, and makes her the joyous mother of children within the church. This is, I believe, a call to us in the church to be the ones who are used by God to welcome in the outcast, the downcast, the despised, the rejected, and to welcome them into the church and to show them that this is their family now, because even the barren woman has a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, what I would like to do is praise the Lord. I have And Can It Be, as sung by our worship team at Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'd like to sing that together to praise God for his greatness and goodness, and then we will close in prayer after we sing. So let's sing together, And Can It Be. Amen. What a wonderful way to praise our Lord this morning. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have raised us up from the dust, from the ash heap, we who are poor and needy, and you have made us princes and princesses in your kingdom. You have made us heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ by your grace and for your glory. May we walk today humbled and amazed by how great you are, and following after you, and eager to share your greatness and your goodness with a world in need. We pray that you would bless us today and keep us in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we will be gathering for worship again. We're back at our old meeting place for a little while, which is the Knights of Columbus Newport Terrace Hall on Newport Drive in Forest Hill. You're welcome to come out and join us there in person if you're in the Harford County area. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we'll be worshiping, and we would love to have you. We'll also be streaming, of course, over YouTube and Facebook. You can join us that way, but we'd love to see you come out and join us in person for worship. There's nothing like gathering with the saints and uniting our voices in song and hearing the word preached together. So I hope you can join us Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for worship at the Newport Terrace building on Newport Drive in Forest Hill. And otherwise, I'll see you Monday morning here for Psalm 114, Lord willing. Have a blessed day in the Lord.